Mahler said, "The symphony must be like the world. It has to embrace everything." And so he set out to create symphonies that would be just that, a microcosm of the world. But just as in life it's difficult to journey far without a map, it is difficult to fully grasp Mahler's world without the help of someone who is already familiar with the terrain. Because I want you to be able to experience Mahler's music in the fullest possible way, I have created an audio guide to each symphony. We could go in order, starting at number one, but I think I would prefer that you start with my favorite explanation, the third, the longest and most all-embracing of Mahler's symphonies. Then go to his fourth, his shortest, most familiar and most intimate. After that, you're on your own. Thank you for joining me on this Mahler journey. I hope it will affect your life as much as it has mine.